Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word. We try to find a few scriptures about it and sort of expound on it. Sort of let you know who was talking, who were they talking to, what they mean. So the day we're looking at today is incredible word. It's called the word enemy. Because we do have an enemy. Well, what's the Bible say about enemies? And what should we do? So we're going to come talking from the first scriptures from the New King James. Psalm 61, verse 3. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Who? God. God will protect me from the enemies. Who's enemy? Everybody's got enemies somewhere. Well, God will protect me. Psalm 62, verse 7. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, my rock, where no enemy can reach me. Bible's got tons of great scriptures about enemies, about everything. Psalm 8:2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Was it out of the mouth of babes? God said, what do you mean out of the mouth? Simple words. Faith speaks. It just says something. I'm the redeemed Lord, and I say so. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. The word of God works. Psalm 18, verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. What happened? God delivered me always, every time, without exception. Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. What did God say? Talk about it. Give you testimony. What's wrong? Well, you've been tested. Give a testimony. I've been redeemed. I've been delivered from the hand of the enemy. 1 Corinthians 15:26. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The last enemy to be destroyed. Death is an enemy. Well, come a day, we won't die anymore. We're going to live forever. We're going to live forever. You know what that means, forever? It's hard to get your mind wrapped around it. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so it'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. He didn't say I wouldn't have to fight. He just said I'd win in the fight, that he would give me victory. I'd be more than a conqueror, an overcomer. He didn't say there wouldn't be opposition. He said I would overcome the opposition. 1 Timothy 5:14. So I advise these younger widows to marry again. Have children, take care of their own homes. Then the enemy will not be able to say anything against them. Look, if you lost your spouse, get remarried. Get remarried. It's God's word, not my word. It's what God said. James 4, verse 4. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Well, that's not a good place to be. I don't be an enemy of God. Then 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. Who's your great enemy? The devil. Is it your in-laws? No. Is it your boss? No. The government? No. The devil's your enemy. It's not flesh and blood. The devil's your enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. Then Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So, I'll just do basic scriptures. Everybody's got enemies, but we've been told how to resist them, how to overcome them, how to have authority over them. So, tests and trials come to everybody in this world. This planet is ruled by Satan. Satan's a temporary legal god of this planet. 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is the temporary. And so, the devil... John 10:10, he steals, he kills, he destroys. What's going on? Flesh and blood's not your enemy. It's the devil. Well, he needs to be resisted with what? The word of God. So let's turn to the word and let's start saying what God says, not what we're reading, not what we're looking at, not what's on the news, not what our in-laws said. It's not what we heard across the back fence from our neighbor. It's what God says. So let's go with God. Amen. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.